Chinese warships, led by the country's first aircraft carrier, Liaoning, sailed past Taiwan into the South China Sea this week. It was a move that caught the attention of both Taiwan and Japan, who closely observed the six-vessel group.
China is developing a regional military capability.
That's Brad Glosserman, security analyst at Pacific Forum.
The Chinese believe that they need to have the capacity, the ability to protect their interests as they become increasingly far-flung. They see that a power that aspires to the status that it has will have a fully-fledged military. They're going to go from a green water, in other words, a close-water navy, to a blue water, which is one capable of sailing in the oceans.
Glosserman says when keeping that in mind, part of that progression is possessing an aircraft carrier. And he says the world may be
very quick to tie it to other developments. And I think that we should look at this as something that China is going to do regardless.
In July, the Permanent Court of Arbitration ruled against China's land reclamation efforts in the South China Sea. Beijing dismissed the court's award to Manila, saying it didn't have the requisite jurisdiction. Paul Reichler, the lead attorney for the Philippines in the case, told VOA in July of 2016,
I have heard what they have said today and what they've been saying the last several months. The full weight of the responsibility that China has taken upon itself to set itself outside and above the law has not yet come to bear.
The lack of consequences might have also contributed to Beijing's further development of reefs in the South China Sea. Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative noted China has built significant point defense capabilities in the form of large anti-aircraft guns and probable close-in weapon systems on seven different reefs it controls in the Spratly Island chain. Speaking to VOA in August of 2016, Greg Poling, the director of the Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative, forecasted these events.
Ultimately, we have limited options. If China is absolutely committed to this strategy, no matter the diplomatic costs, then it's hard to see what the international community or those most involved like the U.S. or Japan can do.
Poling said countries might try to deter China, but ultimately it was a long-term issue and one in which it was hoped that Beijing would eventually realize that great powers don't act outside the law. And that, Glosserman says, is the problem.
That's what's most troubling about China, is that it denies what is painfully obvious, and it is this unwillingness to just be forthright about the capabilities that it is developing and that it feels, and I think other countries would probably acknowledge, are part and parcel of its status and role in the region, its refusal to just acknowledge that this is what it has and to acknowledge the obvious builds real distrust.
For Asia Weekly, I'm Steve Miller.